This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice.
Okay. It's the first episode in December. Aaron, should we sing just another Cyber Monday? Like the Prince song?
That's good.
Just another Cyber.
You know what I realized? We did Santa stuff all year, and now
that's right.
I feel like it's old hat.
What do we do?
Hey,
we
JPC.
Uncle Santa. JPC, what should we do Uncle Santa? It's our first show in December. What should we do?
I'm so glad that you guys asked, and I know that I hadn't spoken yet in the episode, and everyone was wondering when he speaks, is it going to be Uncle Santa? It's not.
It was like 15
December,
seconds.
December is the wrong... Okay, I'm looking at my waveform. It was almost 30. Okay.
No.
Now it's 30.
That can't be right.
But December is not the right time for Santa. We all know that Santa happens in September and then frequently throughout the year. We don't do Christmas
April,
stuff
May.
In December.
Yes.
People expect that.
People think just because you can't see Santa doesn't mean he's not around. He has a life. It's like your teachers, right? When you see your teacher in the summertime, you're like, whoa, what are you doing outside the school and July? And it's like they have lives outside of that. So
and
Santa's
just a quick check-in with our guest. Hey, Becca, how much does this Christmas stuff make you uncomfortable? You want to join in on the Christmas talk or do you have... If you want to teach us about Hanukkah, this is the time.
No, honestly, I think that just the idea of Christmas makes people feel like they have to treat each other with more kindness. So let's just have it last as long as it possibly can.
Oh, that's pretty good.
You heard it from her. War on Christmas. It's a religious war on Christian Christmas, everyone.
And welcome back to the show. We haven't seen her since episode 29, but she's a dear friend. She's a wonderful improviser. She's a part of World News Tonight. And she's made maybe the funniest Hanukkah ASMR video I've ever seen. Welcome back, Becca Barish.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Woo!
Last time I was
Becca
on the show, we started
also...
talking about how Jewish I was as well. So I'm glad that we're continuing the trend.
If it's a pattern, then it's bad.
Two's not a pattern.
Becca
just
and
can't
I
have
also
Becca back on.
In a survivor, I forgot the word for it.
Like a pool.
Like a fantasy league. Yeah. Pool. Like a draft. We're in a survivor draft together, and we haven't really talked about it. How are you feeling about your picks?
I'm feeling decently. If I'm going to be honest, I entered into 4 with all the top picks that I thought were most likely to win, so that if I won even one of them, I'd still make money no matter what. But I think in yours, I have Carla, which I'm pretty ecstatic about. I feel good, except she's been tweeting a lot, which makes me feel like that's not a good sign.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Wait, so there's a cash prize for these, but do you have to pay money to get into it?
Yeah, usually we'll pay $5. Last year, we did it, and we were all supposed to put in $5, but I don't think anybody did, and then Sean won, and then I just Venmo'd him $5 at some point.
Got it, okay. But I just want to, I'm trying to figure out how your math works here, Becca.
Yeah.
So you are in 4 of these, so you're basically out $20 right now.
Well, one of them is $10, so it's a bit more. But in some of them, you can draft more players. And then also on top of that, I feel like in doing my research of the players beforehand and also in diversifying and then thinking, okay, so it looks like there's 18 players. I think in all likelihood, it's probably going to come down to these 8 maybe after the first episode. And of course, there is a chance that I'll absolutely lose and embarrass myself, but...
Sure.
Yeah.
And what are we talking about? Grand prize? Like what do you win if you win? Let's say you. Well, I guess you can't run the table and win all four of these because there's a four way tie.
It's mostly pride. It's mostly pride, and then
it's mostly pride.
There. Yeah, one of them, I think you win maybe like $60 or $70, which is nice. But for the most part, you might be bringing in, you know, anywhere between $15 to $25.
Got it. Okay, so all in, you're out right now, $25 to $50, and you're hoping for maybe a $60 win. Hey, Becca, I got to tell you, if you wanted a way to make $10, I got leaves to rake in my front yard, and I would have given you at least double for that.
It's definitely about the pride. Because then I picked the sole survivor, and they will wish they were me.
I think that you have a 50% chance of winning because you have Carla. But all the rest of yours are out. You also had Lindsay and so I don't know who else.
Yeah.
I wrote it down and then I didn't. But I had James, Owen, and Cassidy.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I got two in.
Yeah.
As one more
and I've got
episode.
Owen and Cassidy and a couple other ones.
Okay.
So oh, this man. Has been... How do you know who to root for, though, when you're watching? It just feels like an emotional mess.
I know what my real ones are. I think in the ones where I have to choose just two people, I'm really paying close attention. You think I've lost the audience yet?
No. I think that they're all completely on your side.
Okay, great.
It was a talk about Christmas, then we pivoted into Hanukkah, backed away very quickly from that, and pivoted into a Survivor podcast.
Can I say a Christmas thing really quickly?
Yeah, please.
So Jewish children... No, uh-oh. From the beginning. Let me tell you a little something about Jewish children, okay?
Is this a poem?
Yeah, yes. Jewish children know from the start that Santa's not real, right? And I just don't think they're given enough credit for keeping their mouths shut and not ruining it for all the other children that believe that Santa's real for so long. Like, was Christmas ruined by a little Jewish child?
Never.
Not for other reasons.
I don't think so.
But isn't that so crazy? Like, that is wild that the respect that the Jewish kids have. They go, you know what? Let them believe in that fake magical guy.
Exactly.
Never. That never happened.
Jewish children and Rob White's children immediately know Santa is not real.
Was he like, I'm
not
bothered?
I would say I was the little Jewish child for a bunch of the Catholics that I went to school with because we didn't really have Santa growing up. And so I was like, oh, no, Santa's not real at all. And so in a way, I got to experience that. And it was, by the way, Becca, very nice to do. So kudos for the little Jewish children out there who are not doing it because you know it's going to feel good.
I guess. Yeah, there's something about that.
From Hey Riddle Riddle to every Jewish child, thank you so much for your service.
Your service.
Well, Becca, you've been on before. It's been a few years, but you know the deal. You know the spiel. I'm going to toss out. I'm old man Puzzies. Also, I guess here's what I want to say, just to mix things up a little bit.
Wow.
JPC and I were hanging out last night, Aaron, and we were talking. I brought up that I think Hoagie would be a good nickname. Now, JPC vehemently did not want the nickname Hoagie. So
no, I said Hoagie is a good nickname. I don't know if I'm a Hoagie. I don't know if you could be like, what's up, Hoagie? And it just doesn't feel good for me.
So last night I landed on Slappy Cohen.
Okay.
And Hoagie. And if you will, Aaron, Hoagie Keefe.
Well, that feels a little unfair that I have the nickname runoff. Do you know what I mean?
You're like the second child where it's like, our first favorite name was this, so we named our first child this. As the second child, you can be pretty dang sure that this was our second choice, if not our third, because it's also the middle name.
Aaron, if you will, Hoagie was what I was most excited about. JPC simply said it's not for him.
Can I ask
a follow-up question?
Take it.
Adel, were you calling JPC Hoagie because you liked the nickname Hoagie and you were like, the first person I see I want to give it to? Or was there anything about JPC that made you feel excited about him being the one? Because when you get a name, you want to feel like it's relevant to you, no?
Yeah. It was pure proximity.
Which is also the same way that Aaron's getting it right now. Aaron's just another person that you've seen in the last 24 hours.
The point of a nickname is how affectionate it is because of its specificity to that person.
Yeah,
either an inside joke or a moment you both experience or a fun way to say their name.
Boo,
Hoagie is nothing for no one.
Well, Casey, now, by the way, Casey in the chat says Hoagie Tony has a good ring to it.
Oh, and we love Hoagie Tony.
Yeah, it's unreal that you didn't just give Casey the Hoagie nickname.
Okay, so Casey's Hoagie Tony. We have Slappy Cohen.
Casey, you didn't have to do that.
Casey dove on that grenade.
It's actually kind
of interesting. Have you ever had a nickname?
Have I ever had a nickname?
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say that maybe if we're also doing different names for Hoagies based on what just happened, Aaron's nickname should be Sub.
Okay, all right.
Sub Keef.
I like it.
Becca Boo. I got Rebe Chwela, Reeb Nasty. Baka was a lot of middle school. So yeah, I've kind of been through.
What's
Reeb Nasty?
About?
Reeb, because my name's
Reba McIntyre?
It was just, my name's Rebecca.
Oh, your name's Rebecca.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice to meet you. yeah. The woman doing my facial this morning also was like, your name's Rebecca. That's a beautiful name. And then proceeded to tell me how bad my skin was. But yeah.
This is going to seem like a stupid question. I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. Your first name is Rebecca. Is your last name Roberish?
Rebecca Roberish.
Rebecca Roberish. Say it again.
Roberishing.
Rebecca Roberish.
My nickname, of course, will be Mr. Tutankhamun. Well, let's go ahead
Becca,
and get into...
Becca, wait. I have to quickly tell Becca something. Yeah. I got a facial for my birthday.
Yeah.
And the anesthetician, is that what they're called?
I think that's different than an anesthesiologist. I was like, I don't think that's the right thing that you want to get.
Well, she put me asleep.
Did you go under your fucking face?
She got the epidural, right? I always get the epidural.
I always get the epidural.
You gotta get the epidural.
Sure.
Don't do it now.
Halfway through the facial, she's like, I'll have it now. And they're like, too late. We can't give it to you.
And she asked me, and this was right before my birthday, and she asked me how old I was. She looked at my skin and I went, I'm 30. And she went, no, how old are you like right now? Oh. And I was like, 30. And she was like, oh. So retinol is so good. And I was like, oh no, you thought I was way older than 30 based on
what
my skin.
What the fuck is wrong with people? If someone's like, how old are you? And you say 30, and they go, no, your age right now. Fuck you.
It's also, what does that even mean? What could you have thought she was asking?
Yeah. Is that an LA thing?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Everyone here is spooky.
When I was in college, I was getting a bikini wax when I was in college. And the woman about three quarters of the way through was like, how old are you? And I was like, oh, I'm 20. And she's like, oh, I thought you were 12. And I just thought it was so interesting that she was like clearly freaking out the whole time and then waited until a portion through. And the question was like, if I had said 12, would she have been like, well, we're only going to do 75% of this thing?
I wouldn't have agreed to start if I thought that you were 12.
If she said, I thought you were 12, you should have sighed and be like, oh, thank God, I am 12. Yeah. finally, we're all letting our shields down.
All right, I'm ready for some riddles. Sorry.
Well, let's let our shields down and toss some riddles our way so we can try and solve them. Here's a quick little warm-up riddle. What sport starts with T, has four letters in it, and is played around the world?
Okay.
Oh, golf.
I know what it's telling us is to say golf, right?
But he said it's a warm-up.
Yeah,
oh, it's
got
a warm-up.
It. Becca got
okay.
it. It's golf.
Okay,
oh,
got
God.
It.
Okay, good. I was just hoping.
Starts with T, has four letters. I've never golfed.
You've never golfed?
No, I love mini golf or putt-putt. I forget the difference. One is like novelty. I like whatever the novelty one
Probably
is. Because one is just like practicing putting, and one is like there's windmills and angry gorillas and sharks and stuff.
Did you ever play putt-putt? On the computer?
The video game?
Yeah, in the 90s.
Oh, well, the video game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe.
Is it a little car?
It's a little car?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but no, it's like a, was it a computer game for PC?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That and like Spy Fox and the fish one. People know what I'm talking about.
We all know what you're talking about. Yeah, the fish one.
Yeah, the Pajama Sam or whatever.
Aaron, have you ever been golfing?
No, imagine me golfing?
Honestly, Becca, what about you? You golfed, right?
I love mini golf. I'm dying to golf, but I haven't yet.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I used to golf when I was in like grade school. I guess I went through K through eight,
nice.
So it was
money fingers.
Well, my
money fingers?
Yeah, growing up, I had two uncles who were golf course superintendents, and my grandpa loved to golf. So it's just like we everybody in my family like golfed a little bit. But I was not like my cousins were like good at golfing, and but here's the thing about golf, actually kind of an enjoyable like sport. Yeah. Like I can see the appeal of golf. It's like you're outside, you're moving, you're walking. You do a lot of walking, which is really I guess some people like riding carts or whatever, but we never did that because we didn't have cart money.
I do want to see a scene. JPC is the golf expert. You will be on the course first hole or whatever they call it, and you'll be golfing.
Wow.
Leave it to the golf expert.
Becca and Aaron are your plus ones. They've never golfed before, and they can't really get a grasp on what to do. They're maybe doing things a little wonky.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for coming out with me. Basically, I'll just go first, and then I guess kind of just watch what I do, and if you have any questions... let me know, and then is that cool? I mean, I don't want to be too instructive because it's your first time, you know?
Honestly, I'm just excited someone brought me to a golf course before Mr. Fancy Pants. I've never experienced something like this before.
Yeah, I hope we don't embarrass you. I hope we don't say something too poor and embarrass our friend.
It's okay. Like I understand like that it's an upper crust thing, and I met you two at a sweatshirt shop. But no, it's totally
you can just
fine.
Say shop.
Like, what's that?
It's just a shop, right? Most shops just sell sweatshirts. What else are you gonna have?
Well, I mean, most shops sell sweatshirts, but they sell other stuff too. I think. The store that I met you at was just sweatshirts, as I recall.
Right, it's just if they're not selling sweatshirts.
And swing! Ow!
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're going to injure yourself if you just... Why don't you watch me go first? Because you just one-handed swung that golf club all the way around your body. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go first. Yeah, it's a windmill. Wow, someone's golfed before. I'm going to line up my thumbs here, okay? It's all in the hips. Stand back, ball on the tee. And then kind of don't look at where you're going, look at the ball, mm-hmm. okay? Make sure you keep your eye on the ball and
hold on, I want to see it from this angle, straight ahead.
Nope.
Go ahead.
See? Nope, that's directly in front of me. So that's the trajectory where the ball is going to go.
But I can't see when you're I can't see what you're doing if I can see the back of your head.
I'm going to run with
the ball.
I
don't know. Okay.
When the ball gets hit, I'm going to run with it. And I'm going to see if the ball beats me or if I beat the ball. And whoever gets the hole
first.
That's
such a good idea, Tiff. Go, do it.
The ball will absolutely beat you. About 15 feet in front of you is a water feature on the course. Mm-hmm. You will fall right into that if you try to chase that ball.
You never see me run. You never see me swim.
Okay. Why don't we try this?
Outstanding. Would we call Brian Setzer the king of swing?
Yeah,
who?
The Brian Setzer Orchestra. Right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Jump, jive, and whale, maybe?
It's an opportunity to boo Adel for being old, but I guess old-ass Becca stepped right in there.
old-ass 12-ass Becca. Here's
old
another riddle.
Old-ass Becca.
Here's another riddle. The pitch was perfect. The crowd ummed and awed, but no bat was swung, and it was not called a ball or a strike. What's going on?
Were they watching the movie Pitch Perfect?
Oh, they were camping. I bet they pitched a tent, and it was
the orchestra.
Pitch. Oh, the pitch!
The pitch was perfect. JPC, you're pretty close.
No.
Oh, Pitch Perfect 2.
No.
Pitch Perfect 3.
The pitch was a high C note by a contestant in a voice contest.
Oh, okay.
I'd never
like
heard
to
of
see
a voice
scene.
Contest. Okay.
You are an a cappella group about to compete. And Becca, you're trying to motivate them to not let you down. You really are trying to rally the troops.
Okay. Okay, guys, this is not a joke. Okay, this is the real thing. Are you guys ready or what? Because I'm just kind of freaking out about this, and I feel like I don't want to waste the entire semester and all the work we put in.
Trisha, can I just say, ever since you joined Acapella Grino, I just feel like it's work. It used to be fun, and now it's work.
But why are we doing this if not to win the trophy? Isn't that the whole reason why we're all here?
If we're trying to win the trophy, but we don't want Trevor to rap, I don't know. I mean, we're just not going to get the trophy.
I think the thing is like, you're putting raps into songs that don't have raps. If we were doing a
That's
song
where
that
the raps go.
What do
That's
you mean?
That's where the raps go. Turn Back Time should have a rap in it.
Okay, let's
if
go.
If you put a rap into a song with a rap in it, it's too much rap.
What?
Why is the announcer running around the microphone?
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way.
2022, find a way. I'm baling hay. I'm a farmer, y'all. Farmer Bond. I got a barn with a horse inside. Nay, nay, said the horse.
What the fuck are you doing? Let me rap. Why are you letting him rap?
It's perfect. It's perfect. Don't stop him. No one stop him. Go.
I was going to rap like a Brit. Trevor does the British accent. Don't let Ryan rap.
Fine, Trevor, you go. If you want to rhyme like Dizzy Rascal, go ahead. Or the streets?
Oi, gov. Oi, bruv. It's all good. It's all biscuits in it. Everybody win it. Win the race. Race, race, race. It's outer space. If you like to eat a big bowl of soup and fish sticks, too.
Okay, I think
that was the best I've ever done it. That was the best I've ever
Wait,
done
what?
It.
Scene. Huh. You guys, the beginning of that sounded unnecessarily good and listenable to me.
Yeah, well,
you guys did a pretty good job. That's like sounded really nice.
We could do a cappella.
Pretty good.
When I was in college, my improv group was asked to do an improv opening for the Jewish a cappella group on campus. And we decided that we would practice and do an a cappella song really, really well to do a better job singing a cappella than they did as part of the a cappella group. And we sang that, like, oh, happy day, oh, happy day, you know, from Sister Act 2, I think. I was like,
yeah.
When Jesus washed, it was incredible. And then we opened, everyone was just like, what? And then they just did worse after practicing for an entire semester.
Becca, can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Did they ask an improv group to open for an a cappella group because they wanted even less fucking people to see the show? Or...
Come on.
No, it's fair. It's fair. They're both bad.
I have something that I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
I have something I want to say, and it could get me in trouble. It could get the podcast in big, big trouble. I hate to do this with a guest on the show, but...
Casey, get that bleep key ready.
A friend of ours, and somehow, if tomorrow I wake up dead, you know why. A friend of ours went to college. Speaking of, this is based on Pitch Perfect. A friend of ours went to college with the gentleman who calls himself Falula Borg. Now, this gentleman is not German.
Is that a Teletubby? What's a Falula Borg?
That
can't be your follow up question to everything, JPC. Is that a Teletubby? Does it apply to everything?
He's a very well-known actor who is always playing German, and I looked online, and everyone says, like, he's born in German, this German actor. So Hollywood just calls him a German actor, but it's a ruse. It's a joke. It's a falsehood.
I don't want to get in trouble, Adel. Don't stop blowing up people's
spots. Wait, so what are you worried about? Are you worried that you weren't supposed to blow the guy's cover that went to college with your friend, and your friend will be mad for blowing another person's cover, and your friend will then murder you?
Stop saying blowing, Becca, please. That's what I'm worried about.
Wait, was this a college that had like a no Germans policy? Like, what? Where's the part where this guy's not a German? Could he be a German person that went to the college?
This actor has passed himself off as German in Hollywood for 15 years now.
Huh.
What the cover that I'm lifting up and exposing light to is the fact that he is not German. He's from, I want to say, North Carolina, and he speaks normal, and he, well, that sounds rude.
Is he not German at all?
Let me pick this
shovel away from you so you stop digging.
Please, I'm digging.
I love the idea of someone being like, I'm having trouble making it in Hollywood. What's going to get my foot in the door? I got to be more German.
You just got to find your niche.
That was pretty good, but maybe a little bit more German.
Falula Borg is also an MC, rapper, and hype man. So Falula Borg, challenge to you, beat my rap. If you could do it better, you could have the podcast.
And I think you rhymed good with in it. So the gauntlet has been thrown.
I-rhyme. Okay. It's an I-rhyme.
Okay.
I did have this moment as JPC was rapping where I thought to myself, what technically makes something a rap?
Confidence.
Enthusiasm?
Brutal.
Willpower.
What makes something a riddle? This is what makes something a riddle.
Mm.
Vance went out in the rain for 20 minutes. He came in soaked to the skin, except for his head. He had on no cap or hat. How did he do this?
It was the head of his penis.
Becca?
Becca?
The head of his penis.
It's a duck. It's a person with a. You know what?
Sorry, Aaron.
I'm
going to
grab my suitcase out of my closet.
Did you say it's a duck?
You know what? I had a lot of fun on the show, and I was here for 200-something episodes. Becca, if you don't mind, I'll pass the baton to you.
I do want to see a scene. Aaron and Becca, you are on, this is like, I don't know if it's speed dating, but you're at something where you're like getting to know each other at a bar or something kind of quickly. Aaron, you are a duck trying to disguise yourself as a human. Just a little bit into the conversation or the first initial meeting, everything falls apart and you are, all is revealed.
Okay. I love your vest. I just wanted to say that.
Oh, thank you. This old thing?
Yeah, it's cute. I feel like you don't see vests so much anymore.
So do you have siblings? What's your family like?
I have a number of siblings, and my family is just really kind. They're kind of who I am, you know? When I think about who I am, I just think about my family, because that's kind of just like the backbone of what makes me is everyone in my family.
Wow.
How about you?
And I love that. Family first. Quack! Quack!
No, I don't do that. And I don't... No drugs at all.
Oh, right. Sorry. Yeah, me okay. Neither. That was a test, and you passed.
Oh, thank you.
No drugs. Family first. It's like we were made for each other. Quack, 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 quack.
No, I don't want drugs. I don't really know how to tell you this. It's like if you can say it another, times, but it's just not my thing in no form. So but thank you.
Oh, the waiter's here. Hi. Could I have and what do ducks eat? Could I have a water?
What are ducks? Yeah, worms, I want to say, little fish. I mean, if we're going for a joke answer, quackers. Oh,
I'll
water,
take the
yes.
Quackers and whatever the fish of the day is.
Okay.
And I guess I'll just order when I'm ready. I'm just going to need a couple of minutes, but you can definitely put in their order, and I'll just take some time to think about
I'll
what I
want. I'll come back, and I'll have everyone repeat themselves.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Also, if you look out the window to the right, someone on the course is racing a golf ball.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I'll be right back.
So how about you?
So how do you...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm
quack, 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 quack.
No.
Do you like swimming in the water?
Yeah, usually when I swim, I like it to be in the water. How about you? What about you in terms of like your family,
swimming?
Water,
like,
swimming, everything? I just
like my legs to move real quick under the water, like to sort of glide.
You've got really wide feet. What size shoe are you, both in length and width?
I'm 3 inches length, and then width is about 3 inches. Yeah, normal.
Like a circle.
Foot. Yeah, sort of a normal foot size. Hey, listen, I'm a duck.
Yeah, I know. It's so hard dating in the city at this point. I don't even care. Like, as long as someone wants to go out with me, it really doesn't make a difference to me. I think that was pretty clear.
Yeah. So I'm good guy. Do I have sex in the bathroom? Is that what you're going to say?
See. Outstanding.
There are no good single ducks in New York City.
Let me repeat this riddle one more time.
Sure.
Yes.
Vance went out in the rain for 20 minutes. He came in soaked to the skin, except for his head. He had on no cap or hat. How did he do that?
He came in soaked to the skin?
He came in soaked to the skin.
Isn't that a weird sentence?
Yeah,
the wording of this is weird.
Yeah.
Soaked to the skin.
I don't think
it's
a common expression. It sounds like something a serial killer would say.
He came in,
soaked to the skin, except for his head. He had on no cap or hat.
No cap? This is true? No cap?
No cap.
Okay. Did he just have like a big wild mess of hair that kept it off of his skin?
Warm. You're getting warmer.
Okay. What's
this
person saying?
I would say he probably had a wild mess of hair. His name is Vance.
And does the name matter?
Good question.
I mean, everyone's name matters because that's his identity.
I guess I have a question to go back
to
earlier when I was saying what makes something a wrap. What makes something a cap? Like, is a cap any head covering?
Interesting, interesting.
Yeah.
Now, a cap, the difference between the cap and a hat, as I understand it, is in the spelling, one.
Okay.
And a cap, I believe, doesn't have to have a brim. Is that true?
So, there's a cap and a hat, and there's a captain hat, which has a little anchor on the top of it, and it's all white.
And famously, you and the captain make it happen, which I think is a sexual innuendo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for fucking the captain.
I'm we all
captain
agree
now.
Our first
so
crush
it's not
was
a duck.
Captain Crunch, right?
No, it's Simba. It's Simba halfway across the log. I've said this.
Yeah, you have, though. Yeah, on multiple occasions. You've said this enough that I know this about you.
I mean, we've mentioned on this podcast before Nala Fuck Me Eyes.
Yeah.
Yes, a big part of this podcast early on.
You get a little glimpse of him and then he's gone. On that log.
I also remember going like, if you're attracted to that cat, do you think you're going to be attracted to the cats and cats? And you said no. And then did that turn out to be true?
Or
were you attracted
to
some of the cats and cats?
I watched the Skimbleshanks song a lot, but I think I'm attracted to the talent, not the cat.
Yeah.
I wish I was that railroad baby. Is a helmet a cat?
Is it a turtle?
It's not a turtle.
Because turtles can put their head inside their shell and not get it wet.
That is, JBC, that's better than the real answer.
Hell yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I will say,
of course, was the fox Maid Marian.
I will say that I don't think a turtle, Vance is not a good name for a turtle. I will just say, if you have a turtle named Vance, I think it's time to change the turtle's name.
Yeah.
What do you think a good turtle name is?
Oh, that's a good question.
Remus?
Mr. Spooky. Chamomile. Taco Frank.
Wow, I cannot believe how many good ones you guys have.
So, JPC, you were very close with, he had a big mess of hair.
Can you repeat it one more time?
Vance went out in the rain for 20 minutes. He came in soaked to the skin, except for his head. He had on no cap or hat.
Yeah, so
I'll give you a hint. He was wearing something, but it just wasn't a cap or a hat. So
was it an umbrella?
What skirts those?
A raincoat.
A hood?
Wasn't an umbrella or a hood. This is more a sort of a vanity project.
A wig?
Specifically?
A toupee?
A toupee. He was wearing a toupee, so the top of his head was dry.
Huh.
We should go on a break so I can think about this.
So this man has a toupee on. He goes out in the rain. He comes back in and takes a toupee off and his head is dry? No. Did he have a tarp under the toupee? What the fuck is happening under this toupee?
JPC, since you've said toupee so many times, will you take us to break with the famous Shakespearean monologue, toupee or not toupee?
Yes, absolutely. Othello. Okay, you caught me. It was me. It was Iago. I did it. But here's the deal, my man. I was jealous of you. And guess what? Made you kill your wife. So, got one over on you, homie.
We'll be right back.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. it makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there. That was...
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription. Woo-hoo. So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin Clear. JPZ, live Claritin Clear.
Live Claritin Clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Yes.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back. And oh, that's weird. My TV just turned on.
Huh. Oh, during the recording, interesting.
It's weird. It's December, but is this the Macy's Thanksgiving parade? No, this is some other sort of parade. What is that? Is that some sort of animal parade?
Wow.
I said yay. Aaron said wow. I was excited. Aaron was surprised.
Thank you. Thank you for your feigned enthusiasm and your own
You're
Wilson
welcome
impressions.
Welcome for my feigned enthusiasm.
Thank you, Becca. Oh, everyone's favorite question mark segment, Animal Parade. We have, thank you so much for your email. So if you have an Animal Parade article, please send it to hrrpodcast@gmail.com. We do have one recent one from Amy C. Amy C says, hi, folks. Hi,
wait,
Amy.
wait.
Yes.
Did we just start the Animal Parade segment and not do the song?
Do we do the song after the article or beforehand?
No, because the way that you introduced it was I thought the song was the entire segment. So we start the song before we do anything else.
Amy Brother. C won't let me be, you let me be.
Okay, here we go. Fine, JBZ, we'll have it your way, and I guess the way we've always done it before. Okay, Becca, you'll go last. Uh-huh. How about I'll go first, and we'll go from here.
And then I'll go second, and then JBC goes third.
Perfect. Okay. It's always fun to play a game where everything's prescribed.
And I hope I figured out by the time it comes to me.
You will. Okay. Context clues, you'll get it.
Da, 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 an eel who's been circumcised. Da, 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 da.
A penguin with an apron.
Da, 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 da.
A rhino with a PhD.
Da, 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 da.
I don't understand it at all.
Okay.
Da, 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 da. A starfish with a smoking habit. Da, 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 da.
A wolf with a phone call.
Da, 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 da.
A turtle named Mr. Spooky.
Da, 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 da.
I don't... Okay, so...
We
a ferret with a nice new pen.
Da, we da, set da, you up da, for da, success, da, Becca, and you so let us down.
Basically, okay.
I'm dying.
Okay.
This went better than
I was so ready to rhyme. He's like, dude's been circumcised. I'm like, a bat who wished he could use his eyes. But then, like, people started saying things that didn't rhyme. And then I was like, okay, so we're not rhyming. I think we're just saying.
Hold on.
Okay, yeah.
Becca has a phenomenal point. Why has Animal Parade never rhymed? I blame myself. Mostly. Oh. I'm sure you blame me as well because I introduced this. Let's do another round. This time it must rhyme. We're gonna do AABB. AABB.
I love it.
Wait, okay.
No. It's
how?
Not the yeah, that doesn't make any fucking sense. The rhyme is the last word, right? So if Aaron says circumcised, we have to all rhyme with circumcised.
Well, how does AABB not make sense? In terms of Aaron pays off my rhyme.
Oh, okay.
JPC sets up. Becca pays off his rhyme.
I see.
Does that make sense?
I see. No, yeah, but I thought that you meant ourselves.
Aaron, it's not I see. It's AABB.
Okay.
We can try I see.
I thought it was like an elimination. I thought it was an elimination game where you come up with a word to rhyme, and then we have to go until someone can't rhyme.
Yeah. Becca, can you stay? I hate to ask you this, but I actually can't be here by myself anymore. Can you please stay?
Oh, I would absolutely love to. I'm also.
I can't be here by myself anymore. Okay. Aaron, how many people do you think are fucking here right now?
This is what I mean, though, Becca.
We have to do the rhyming and unemployment. Okay, here we go. Da 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 da. A frog on a piece of bread. Da 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 da.
A raccoon with some pencil lead.
Da, 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 da,
I did
da,
it. Da,
da. A giraffe in a homestead.
Da, 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 da.
A octopus trying to get some head.
Yes. Yes, Becca.
All legs, no head.
All right, Adel, do one more. Now that we do it, now that we know it, start another one.
Okay. All legs, no head.
All legs, no head.
That's the sweater he wears.
Okay.
Okay, we'll do another one. One more. Becca?
I'm just writing that down.
You've suggested that it rhymes.
Yeah.
Give me 50% of whatever profit you make.
Yeah. All legs, no head.
you said, like you're not going to.
Yeah, we'll
You've only
see,
ensured
we'll
that
see.
Aaron can no longer participate in the game, basically.
Yeah. I got it. All right, ready? Okay.
Okay. Okay, here we go. Ba 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 ba. A fly inside a house. Ba 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 ba.
A camel with a best friend mouse.
Ba 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 ba.
A flea making love to a louse.
Ba 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 ba.
A goose whose favorite food is grouse.
Ooh, cannibalism.
We did it.
Animal parade. That sucks if your favorite food is this thing that you are. That sucks.
Do you tell people?
No.
I think you just say pizza. say, pizza. I don't know, pizza.
Can I set up a scene?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're all at a dinner party, and JPC is a cannibal, and is sort of kind of just like testing the waters to get a sense of like if other people would potentially be down, but not so sure yet.
Got it.
Cool.
Clink, 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 clink. Thank you all for coming. I'm so excited to break in our new kitchen. As you know, it's been under construction for about 6 months, and we love our new converted bowling alley table. It just has so much character, has so much shine. Please use the coasters I provided, and let's go around and let's just all, in case we don't know each other, let's introduce ourselves. I'm Frank. Of course, you all know me. I'm the host. Nice to see everyone. Beverly, let's go over to you.
Hi, I'm Beverly. I know Frank from work, but now we're starting to be good friends. We go to trivia together sometimes, so it's been a lot of fun.
Hey, everybody. I'm Dustin. I know Frank from church. We both go to the same church. I came hungry, Frank, so I am looking forward to whatever you are serving up. Frank, I hope we're not eating the body of Christ tonight.
No, it's not
church
communion,
joke.
Not communion. You don't have to say church joke. It's
Well, I was doing it for Beverly's sake. I didn't see, Beverly didn't know if you were
I'm sorry, just because Beverly knows me from work doesn't mean she doesn't know what church is. I should say that. And just because I know, Frank, I want to say Frank.
Frank.
Just because I know Frank from church doesn't mean he doesn't know what work is.
Wait,
although,
you're Frank.
Are working hard or hardly working? Churching hard or hardly churching? So we do have we have some quail today. I have some quail.
I hope it's not Dan Quayle. Dan Quayle?
Former vice president?
I think he ran for vice president. Was he vice president?
No, didn't he misspell potato?
Yeah,
are
but
you a single friend from church?
I could have swore he was vice president.
I am a single guy. For sure I'm a single guy. Either way, as long as it's not Dan Quayle.
I made some finger foods.
Oh,
hi, everyone.
Oh my
gosh. It's so nice
Veronica.
To see you. Hi.
Sorry, I was in the kitchen
Veronica.
Slaving away. You know how it is.
Thank you.
It's so
much for
to
having us
a
over to
of
your
course,
beautiful new place.
Of course. It's just nice to have people
foods.
In our home.
Oh, this finger
so
food looks
good.
Delicious, Veronica. I hope there's no bones in this. Because of eating fingers.
Oh.
Which would be gross, right?
I mean, it'd be weird.
Hey, let's do a dinner game. Let's do a dinner game. It's like a hypothetical game.
Okay.
Say you killed someone. Not your fault. Hit him with your car or something like that.
Uh-oh.
Manslaughter, not murder.
You told me.
Do you eat the meat?
Listen,
you're
I was
sad.
In church. He was standing. Frank
you're,
was next to the confessional.
You're sad.
Who stands next
you're
to a confessional?
Don't tell anybody.
He said he won't go to the cops. Go, Frank, go ahead.
Anyway, I'm ready to tuck in to whatever else we have coming up as an entree for the night.
We have
but not
some
the
head
fingers,
cheese.
Right? Right, though?
No, Veronica, you make an excellent point. We won't be eating real fingers, will we? Because, Veronica, right, that would be... Finish the sentence.
Delicious.
That
would be... I mean, suspicious. I mean, quack.
Delicious and suspicious. You say you know her from work, Frank?
I know Beverly from work, yes. I know Beverly from work, I know Frank from church, and Veronica's my wife.
Oh, Veronica's your wife. You know Beverly from work, and I'm a your church guy. Okay, okay, okay.
Mm-hmm. Veronica, what do you think?
Me? I just say my favorite part of a dinner party is when everyone keeps going around and trying to remind each other their names and how they know each other. It's just a fun little thing in case anybody's forgotten. But yes, I am his wife. And I don't know. I mean, it's like hard to say because it's like, how do you decide what is okay and what's not okay? Like, we drink milk of other animals after infancy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So
yes.
Who should even know? You know, these are the things we always have to ask ourselves all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to admit something. I know we're not in church, but I do have to confess, as a youth, Frank, I used to bite my fingernails, and I'd bite my fingernails, and I'd eat my boogers, and I would just think to myself, if I keep this up, I'm going to waste away to nothing.
I think it's so funny how society dictates. They put us in these little boxes. They say, Veronica, you're a wife. Beverly, you're this work. You know, Frank... You're also here. And they put us
Beverly,
in these little boxes.
Your work.
And they dictate what we are and who we eat and what we do and who we eat.
Well, what are
but
you?
Why?
Amen.
What's that?
What are you?
Yeah, what are you, Frank?
You know, have you ever heard of the term think outside the box?
Yeah, I think, well, I've heard think outside the bun.
I'm a cannibal.
Oh, me too, thank God.
Okay, good.
And see.
We know each other from Cannibal Church.
She drives me crazy. Underrated song. We do have to go back to Amy C. Amy C says, hi, folks. This seems like a good fit for an animal parade. A
Whoa.
Turkey named Kevin terrorizing a town? Keep up the good work from Amy C. So Amy C sends this article, and I'm dying to know what is fully going on here. This is a turkey who's terrorizing a greater Boston area city.
Whoa, Aaron.
Does it say?
This is from The Guardian.
Which one?
Yes, this is from The Guardian. The headline is, he kind of amps them up. Kevin, the ringleader, as turkey, terrorizes Massachusetts town. Residents of Woburn, W-O-B-U-R-N, Woburn, Woburn, near Boston, subjected to attacks and intimidation by a group of wild turkeys, and especially Kevin. This is from The Guardian, which is a respected news source, I believe.
This shit is not funny. Wild turkeys are so scary.
It's very funny.
Like, so scary. I don't think you've been around, like, 4 foot tall wild turkeys. It's genuinely
correct.
Terrifying.
4 feet
yes.
4 feet
correct.
Tall?
Aaron.
Yes. Are
four
you
feet.
Kidding?
That's,
okay.
That would be like the
Everybody.
Home Depot skeleton being 100 feet tall.
We yeah, Aaron, pick. I gotta say, 4 feet does seem pretty big for a turkey.
4 feet tall, Aaron, 4 feet wide.
It's a chode.
It's yeah. a turkey square.
Aaron, are you going to be okay if I read
I'm Googling.
This article?
Yes, please, keep going.
It's the time of year again when millions of turkeys across the U.S. might justifiably fear for their safety. So this is from a month ago. But the town, small town in Massachusetts, the birds have been turning the tables, ganging up to terrorize residents with pecks, kicks, and loud clucking. Now, Aaron, does that track with what you've experienced with wild turkeys?
Yes. They're so okay. scary.
The turkeys, led by a male bird nicknamed Kevin, which is fitting for our show, Kevin's and Susie's, and Koozies and Sevens. The nickname Kevin arrived 2 years ago, so this is their territory.
Wow.
Wow.
Initially, the birds were docile, but as time passed, they have become even more pugnacious, great word, leaving Woburners fearful for their safety and forced to adapt to their behavior. They won't let you out of your house, said Megan Tolson.
Yep.
Who lives in Woburn and has named the turkeys. They peck at cars.
They peck at
Don't
cars?
Don't laugh. This shit is not
this funny. This is like a Wallace and Gromit
I also don't know what
movie.
Makes Kevin so much worse than the other ones.
He got a bad name.
He's
got a bad name, bad attitude. Mm.
They peck All at right. cars. They stop traffic. They go after kids on bikes. If you're walking or jogging or anything like that, they come for you. This is amazing. The population of wild turkeys has ballooned in Massachusetts in the recent years. The birds, which were reintroduced to the state in the 1970s, sleep in trees or even on lampposts at night. But during the day, the Woburn Gang of Five spends most of his time on Tolson's lawn. So it seems like
wow.
they're it's a gang of five, we know, and they purely hang out on this woman's lawn. And she's also the one who's like snitching on them.
Yeah, yeah.
She's protecting her life here, Adol. They are so aggressive.
She's an informant.
I think she's trying to be famous.
Okay, I just emailed all of you, and I'd like to hear your reactions.
Okay.
Okay, Aaron, I do have to read one more line from the article.
Is this a song?
This is Megan again. This is Megan Tolson. Some days it's frustrating. I'll be like, oh my God, there's an Amazon package, and I can't go get it because the turkeys are on the porch.
Can I say that Aaron titled this email, Fuck This?
Well, okay, Aaron, I'm looking at a picture right
That's
now.
A fancy
and this
word.
Is a picture of a group of ostensibly wild turkeys, but in looking at this picture, am I to believe that these are 4 feet tall creatures? Is that
they're
what
like,
I'm
they're genuinely like 3 feet tall.
Aaron, I could send you a picture of Ian McKellen standing next to Elijah Wood, and you would be a gag.
I will say I did Google it while Aaron was finding this photo, which is terrifying. The average height for a turkey is 6 feet zero inches. 6 feet 0 inches.
I think we call that 6 feet.
I think also
six feet.
Add a little bit to this picture of this turkey. It's a fancy turkey. It looks like it's walking on its tippy toes in a very fancy little way with its arm up, like just showing its feathers with a woman in the background. And I just feel like had Simba not come first, I might have been more aware of my bisexuality much earlier. Not to assume this is a lady turkey, but
no,
now we're talking turkey.
Yeah,
and I love the idea that this woman who looks like around the same size as the turkey might just be a 2 foot woman.
I do want to see a scene.
I'm sorry. Wait, first of all, Becca, I do regret sending you such a sexy picture of a turkey. I feel like you'd be more on my side.
Fucking turkey.
I can't fear what I'm attracted to.
This is an absolute sexy turkey pic.
That's part of
Put
it.
Some mustard on that, some rye. I do want to see a scene. Aaron, you are a local Massachusetts woman.
Yep.
You have been terrorized by these turkeys. JPC and Becca, you are two of the turkeys, and you keep trying to find different ways to trick Megan, Aaron's character, whatever she may be called,
no spoilers.
It could be whatever, but it's probably Megan. You're trying to trick Aaron's character into coming outside onto the lawn so you can peck at her and do whatever, and this is, we're just seeing a few of your methods.
Okay.
Who's at the door?
Doorbell.
No. No.
Get
out. You get out of here. I swear to God, no. Get off my porch.
Look at this. It's a big cup of Dunkin' Donuts. Mm. There's a Dunkin' Donuts. It's cold coffee. Cold day, cold coffee out here.
What's in it?
Three cream, four sugar.
Dang, that's my order. Oh, shit.
Your son's out here. He's got four compliments for you. He wants to tell you how good of a mom you've been.
Yeah, he's got three more hot compliments right off the presses. Mm-hmm. Come on out.
Let me have one now so I can hear him.
My mom's the Tom Brady of moms.
Ah, dang, that's the nicest thing you could ever say to me. Damn. Are you sure you're not those wild turkeys that have been trying to claw my eyes out?
Because you were great for a long time and then you left.
Oh, you know, that's interesting. We heard about those wild turkeys. Actually, I think they all died, right,
oh,
Kevin?
Really?
I mean, not Kevin.
No.
Name, but Kevin.
It's Megan.
Megan.
That's my name.
Weird coincidence. My
what a coincidence.
Megan too.
Yeah, you know, there's a couple wild turkeys that have really, they like robbed a couple banks in town. They ran for public office, didn't agree to clean up the dirty water in Boston Harbor.
Yeah.
You're not those turkeys. You're not like scary, departed turkeys, right? You're
Do
just
we
normal
seem wild
human people.
To you? I think we sound pretty domesticated.
Guess what, assholes? I got a ring light for Christmas. You can't fool me. I can see you out there with your swords. When
honey,
did you get weapons?
Honey, who's at the door?
Oh, no. I think I'm married to a turkey. Married to a turkey. And all
married
the
to
marriage
a turkey.
Stuff.
Coming this fall to ABC. Scene.
Married to a turkey, eh? Yeah, to be that turkey. Lucky
I mean, it's basically
turkey.
King of Queens, right?
Yeah. She's the one who's married to the turkey in King of Queens.
Let's be clear. She's married to a fucking turkey.
Kevin James.
Absolute turkey of a man.
Turkey. That's a great. And you're our turkey of the month. Put him up on the board. Kevin James, you're a turkey.
Puffed out chest.
It's Kevin James terrorizing that Massachusetts town. It's him and a bunch of other wild turkeys.
Paul Blart, Mall Turkey. Mall Turkey, Mall Turkey. Paul Blart, breast meat. Let's go to another riddle. Unless we have any more animal parade ideas.
No,
raises eyebrows. Fine.
Unless we have any more animal
parade. Fine, everyone. Ideas. We'll move on. I guess no more animal parade for this episode, but
I feel like I feel bad about it because I feel like had I known it, I would have had a lot of fun. And...
No. Had you known you'd have fun? I thought you did have fun.
I had fun.
You were faking.
No, I had so much fun. I guess I just wanted to do a good job for everybody.
No, yeah. So when you were part
Becca,
of the song and
you don't
went,
have to have fun or do a good job here. That's not what this show is. yeah, that's not what it's ever been. So you're good.
And
you're good.
I actually can't tell the difference between someone faking that they're having fun and someone having
fun. I was having
fun.
I just want to do a good job.
I do like the idea of next time we have a guest on being like, hey, this is kind of how the show goes. Listen, you're not expected to have fun. Yeah. You'll have to do a good job. Hoagie Tony will fix that in editing.
A parrot trying to have fun.
Love it.
Well, now we have to rhyme that. Okay, so here we go. Becca, you say that. We're going to rhyme this all the way through. Da, 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 da.
A parrot trying to have fun.
Da, 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 da. A scorpion with a gun.
Da, 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 da.
An otter laying out in the sun.
Da, 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 da.
A dog who hates days that start with mud.
Animal parade. Wasn't that worth it, everyone?
Yes.
Yeah, that was great.
I had fun. Whatever.
Now, here's where our podcast, Robert Frost, in terms of these paths diverge. Mm-hmm. Should we do 20 more of those? Or do
Let's do one more riddle.
Well, I love it when Robert Frost gives you the answer, gives you the option.
How about this? When you come up with what you want, what you think the answer to the riddle is, you have to do it to the animal parade rhythm.
That's great.
Becca, you've been improving this podcast since 2022, since December 2022.
My favorite Robert Frost poem, Two Roads Diverge in a Yellow Wood. One of them, there's like a bunch of orcs. Would you like to hear that one? Or the other one is like a sleepy house.
There's
which
like
I could
good
do.
Path. There's like a good
which
path. And then one leads to Derek's house, and Derek's notoriously an asshole.
You don't like those. You don't like those. Third path. I just saw a third path. Third path is Iron
Derek
Man.
Adel,
what
I don't
do you
need
like?
To fact check you, but Becca technically improved this podcast when she was on our Patreon for our 420 episode and did the howny.
Oh, that's right. I totally forgot. Becca, this is a third time guesting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You were on our 420 Patreon podcast where some of us got stoned and wrote riddles that could not be deciphered.
They were amazing. And actually, I recently retold one of my riddles that I thought was good that y'all thought was terrible to see if someone could get it. And then they were like, yeah, that's a good riddle. It makes sense. So,
okay.
Well, after we recorded that, our listeners like flooded to your defense and were like, you were wrong. That riddle is amazing. So we were wrong. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I was wrong.
Thank you.
We'll do one more riddle here.
Yeah.
While we have Becca in the studio.
Sure.
And by studio, I mean her home in Ossining.
Yeah.
Here's the riddle. The five men and the three women could not stay still. When observed, it was pointed out that these eight adults had little patience. Of course, said the observer. Why did the observer say of course?
Why did they say of course?
Can you read that
again?
What
did the observer? Yes. The five men and the three women could not stay still. When observed, it was pointed out that these eight adults had little patience. Of course, said the observer. Why did these observers say, of course?
Okay, they have little patients. These are pediatric doctors.
JBC, you got it in one. All eight were,
seriously?
All eight were pediatricians. Of course, they had little patients.
That was actually the answer.
I just want
to
say, in my defense, I was going to say the same thing, but I was going to follow the rules and say it to the tune of Animal Parade, which is what we had said we were going to do. And then JPC immediately jumped the gun. And
well, let's Becca, let's hear what it would have sounded like if you had done it.
Pediatricians, mostly men.
Da, 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 da. Pedialyte drunk by a hen. Da, da, da,
oh,
da,
no.
Da, da, da. Aaron. Aaron, come on. Aaron, wake up. It's time for school.
Stop. I got it. A Late showing of Now and Then. Thank you, Becca.
This is so fucked up because I was literally going to say a late showing of Now.
No, you were not.
I don't know what to do now.
That's so fucked up. Aaron, that is fucked.
Wow, Aaron.
Wow. No, liar. No, you're a liar.
Aaron, it's all fucked. So let's go ahead and end the episode. Becca Barish.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to plug?
Well, World News is back in season. So IO is back open. So we're doing those shows. I wrote a screenplay. If anyone would read it, please just read it and see what we can do with it. And I'll be in LA in the winter.
If they come to World News, will you give them a copy of your screenplay?
Yeah. They can only read a paragraph of it, and then we'll try to do scenes based off of it.
Ooh, fun. Immersive.
Yeah.
And of course, World News Tonight is every Saturday at 8 p.m. at the IO Theater. Becca, thank you so much for coming
thank
back
you so
on.
Much for
Third
having
time
me.
Guest appearance. Aaron Keefe, do you have anything to plug?
Read Beck. If it's the screenplay that I'm thinking of, it's truly one of my favorite rom-coms of all time. So if someone has any money to make a movie, please make Becca's movie because I want to see it.
Becca, can we say the working title is Good Will Humping?
Are we allowed to say that yet?
Of course, Good Will
Humping. I also called it my favorite rom-com.
Oxymoron.
Oh, brother. But check out Sitcom D&D. The end of the season is happening right now, and it's a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun guests, so check it out. Adel, anything to plug?
Yeah, a few things to plug. I recently guested on two wonderful podcasts. Please check out the Great American Pop Culture Quiz Show podcast, which I was recently a guest on, and also Tabletop Workshop, which is very hard to say, Tabletop Workshop podcast. The other thing I want to plug is, I mentioned this before, I'll say it again, Saturday, January 21st, 2023, Hello from the Magic Tavern will be playing at 4 p.m. at San Francisco Sketchfest with our guest, Guy Branum. Guy Branum?
You have plenty of time to learn how to say his name. You have a month. You have a full month.
I have a full month. I'll listen to YouTube. Also, the very next night, Sunday, January 22nd at 4 p.m. as well, us three, Hey Riddle Riddle, and our fourth host, Janet Varney, Janet Morf herself, will be playing at the San Francisco Sketchfest. So please come see either or both of those shows. You can find tickets and more info at sfsketchfest.com. JPC, do you have any plugs?
I'm ceding my plug time for the foreseeable future to read five-star reviews. This five-star review comes to us from iTunes. It's from Baz8014, titled Improv for All. In this hilarious improv podcast, father-son duo of Tim and Dan, along with their hilarious neighbor, boss, landlord, therapist, Damien, capture the feeling of stage improv in podcast form. Weekly, a diverse array of special guests bring their comedic chops for chat and improv. The show proves that improv is not dead. Baz, think you maybe got the wrong podcast with that, which seems to be a theme. We still got the five-star review, though, so...
Hell yeah.
Pretty happy about that. maybe a little bit of confusion there.
And I will say...
The worst part is that
when
Improv is Dead gets a one-star review because someone thinks it's Hey Riddle Riddle.
Oh, yeah.
Please don't do that. Nobody do that. I will say, if you're looking for something to get us this holiday season, whatever holiday you celebrate, all we want for Christmas is not you, but a five-star review. If you could leave us a five-star review, that would be ever so helpful. We'd really appreciate it. And also, when you're spending time at home or wherever you go for the holidays, tell your friends, tell your family, put on an episode and say, hey, you know that terrible podcast you're looking for? Listen to this. And hopefully your grandpa is Chuck Berry or something. But anyway, give us a five-star review. Spread the word about the podcast. It really helps. Aaron...
They do Christmas a little differently on the planet that you're from, right?
Yeah,
would you like to tell us some
big old planet
your Christmas traditions?
And make it do it to the tune of Animal Parade?
Yeah, and just make it rhyme?
Oh my God. Jupiter, Christmas. Help!
Okay, theme song.
Forever. Hoagie Tony, take it.
I nailed it.
You nailed it.
All legs, no head. John Patrick Collins.
Hey Hey there, Elves on Shelves. If you like that, you're going to love this week's Patreon. We go all the way up to the North Pole for some long-form improv. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle, but join the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew, and you get those ad-free episodes, for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.